Hello and welcome again to Fountain of Life. This is Brother Jeff Chapman, hoping to encourage you, teach you, and challenge you through God's Word today. I'd like us to go to Romans chapter 1. There is a great and terrible thing occurring in the world today. Romans 1 speaks of this great and terrible thing that's occurring. It starts off in Romans chapter 1, verse 18. It says, "The wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness." This chapter goes on to tell us that men who know God, reject God, who have experienced God, who have seen the Word of God, who have tasted some of these things, how they have turned away from God, and how God has given up on them and turned them over. We see a very progressive situation here for God. If you reject Him and do not retain God in your knowledge, He will give you up and give you over to do the most unseemly things possible. And it really shouldn't surprise us when we see people that were in conservative Christian settings or in true Bible-believing situations, when they turn away from God, I just tell you, we should expect to see them go further than the average worldly person because of this truth. When you know to do good and you do it not, my friend, you get big sin. The Bible says when the house has been cleaned and you don't refill it, you're going to have seven times worse a situation. So I tell you, it's a stern warning to us today to remember that if we reject God, we lose. And God gives us up and gives us over. He goes on to say that the wrath of God is revealed. It says in verse 19, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it unto them. The invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Every man on planet Earth on the judgment day is going to be without excuse. God is saying through this verse that the testimony of nature is speaking and revealing God's eternal power in Godhead. Evolutionists, you can sit down now. You have no place. You lose. God says His eternal power in Godhead are revealed in nature. They try hard to explain creation, but they always come up with a dry well. You know, the evolutionists say there's a missing link. If we could ever find it, then we'd have it. Well, there's no missing link. The problem is there's no chain. They'll never find the missing link, the chain that doesn't exist. Well, it says that in verse 21, they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were they thankful. So to know God and don't acknowledge Him is serious. And he goes on to say they were not thankful. You know, everything you have comes from God, whether you believe it or not. He opens His mouth and He satisfies you. But if you don't want to believe that, well, you reap the consequence. It says they were not thankful. Unthankfulness is a very serious problem. Ingratitude. It's a travesty. They became vain in their imagination. They became vain, just futile, crazy thoughts. And then it says their foolish heart was darkened. So the heart gets laid a layer of darkness upon it. It says they profess themselves to be wise. They go to college, they go to school, but they don't know Jesus, so they're just educated fools. Professing themselves to be wise, they become fools. They change God, it says in verse 23. They change the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man and birds and four-footed beasts, creeping things, to make God like his creation. It's pretty sad. The Bible says, who's better, the house or the man that built the house? Come on, that's an easy question. God says that he gives them also up to uncleanness, to the lust of their own heart, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. Now you look around at the people that are going far from God. They mark their bodies with horrible tattoos. They pierce themselves through. They cut themselves, carve on their flesh. Here it says in the Bible what they'll do. They don't want to retain God in their knowledge. It says that they dishonor their own bodies between themselves. They change the truth of God into a lie, and they worship the creature and more than the creator who is blessed forever. It says, for this cause God gave them up to vile affections. This is the Sodomite and the lesbian world. Even their women, they change the natural use of the woman, that which is against nature. Likewise, the men leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one to another, men with men, working that which is unseemly and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error, which was meet. Oh, my friend, this is a horrible day. We're seeing it occur in our streets and in our cities, in our towns, and even in, can I say, quote-unquote, so-called churches with gay preachers, lesbian preachers, lesbian rabbis. It's a horrible, horrible day we're living in. But it says that this is a crime against the natural order. And then it says they did not like to retain, verse 28, they're going to get what's due them in verse 27. Then it says in verse 28, they didn't want to retain God in their knowledge, and God gives them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient, those things which are just not fitting. They don't work. They're filthy. This is serious. This is the day we're living in, my friend, as it was in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. So shall it also be in the days when Jesus returns. We're very close, as it was in the days of Noah. So shall it also be. We're getting close, my friend. Jesus is going to return. Jesus is going to judge this earth in righteousness, according to the gospel. So they are now filled with all unrighteousness, verse 29, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, they're full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without natural affection, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing, these people know the judgment of God. They which commit such things are worthy of death. Not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. And that last disclosure on this whole scripture, verse 32, that have pleasure in them that do them. Well, you might not be a sodomite. You might not be gay. You might not agree with the filthy sins of the world that are going on. You might not participate, but it says if you approve of them, you're guilty of the same. Well, you can't. The Bible says the fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Do you really hate it? The Bible says have no fellowship with the unfruitful work of darkness, but to reprove it, to expose it. We cannot sit silent and these things are occurring in our land, the true Christian will rise up. He will pray, but he will speak what God said. It's not judging somebody in an unbiblical sense. Well, that's what they cry, judge not, oh my friend. You're not judging when you declare the righteous words of Jesus and God. Thus saith the Lord. Declare what God said. God will judge them. We are warning them. We are loving them. Help them turn before they burn eternally. Well, this should make all of us tremble. If we profess to be wise, if we think we stand, we ought to realize if we hold the truth, we best not oppress it or suppress it. We better do what it says. God's blessing be upon you today as you seek him. 099 will enter and open up the voice box if you'd like to leave us a message. Grace to you.